السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today, alhamdulillah, is the day of Jumu'ah, and alhamdulillah, in our country, and more, I would say, in the Gauteng province, maybe KZN, so we find that this amal of reading 80 durood after the Asr Salah, this is very common. In most of our masajid, you will find people sitting and they complete the 80 durood. And we have all heard the virtue of this durood. Some time ago, when we were in Pietermaritzburg, so one brother came, he was from another province, and he was there on a Friday, so he seen everybody is reading the durood, and in our masjid now they had the durood, like, you know, on a board, so for those who don't know it by heart, they put it in the front. And many masjids also got that, so people can see it and they can read it. So he came to me after, so he says that, what's this? He said, reading Durood Sharif. I said, no, but I studied this thing and this is a weak riwayat. So I asked him, I said, okay, bhai, the riwayat is weak or the riwayat is strong, but is there something wrong with people sitting and reading Durood Sharif? Everybody is sitting, they're reading Durood Sharif. Is anything wrong with that? So now he wants to get into an argument and a debate and whatever. So I think, see, leave all those things. Why do we obtain knowledge? Do we obtain knowledge to find out what we mustn't do? Or what we can leave out? Or do we obtain knowledge to see what more and more we can do? Obviously, things that are haram, things that are prohibited, that we have to leave out. But it's a very famous thing. They say the person who only learned that there's 17 rakats in Isha Namaz. So he reads 17 rakats. The other person now, he learnt that there's 4 sunnah ghair muakkada. What is sunnah ghair muakkada? So, you know, sometime Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam left it out. There's no guna. And then he learnt 4 faraz. So what is faraz? You know, that you have to. Then there's 2 sunnah muakkada. So what's that? So, you know, that you have to do. Then there's 2 nafal. 2 nafal is what? No, that you don't have to do. It's just optional. You don't have to. Then there's 3 witr wajib. So what's it? There? So that no, you have to do. Otherwise you'll get guna. After the 3 wajib, there's 2 nafal. Say, so what about the nafal? No, that if you don't do, there's no sin. It's optional. If you want to do it, you do it. You don't want to do it, don't do it. So now this person has obtained some ilm. But what his ilm did to him is he reduced the Isha to 9 rakats. The person who doesn't know all the details, he's reading 17 rakats. He knows I have to read 17 rakats, I'm reading 17 rakats. And the person who learned now, he's a person of knowledge, he got knowledge, he learned. But he's reading less. Many a time you get some youngsters, they say, no, I'm getting married, looking for a wife, I don't want Alima. Alima is best now, she got knowledge, you can help one another in your deen. I say, no, one of my friends got married to Alima, so she told him, it's not my duty to cook for you. You can check it up. I'm not duty bound to cook for you. And I'm not duty bound to cook for your parents. So we're acquiring ilm, but for what? And that ilm is supposed to bring more amal in us. More amal must come, we must do more. Now we are reading things on the internet. Before people obtained ilm with guidance, people obtained ilm with guidance. So the asatiza would explain, this is like this, but that's what you're supposed to be doing, that's a better thing to do, etc. Nowadays we're just opening the internet, checking this up, checking that up, and sometimes even with serious masail, with masail pertaining to hayz for the woman, masail pertaining to nikah and talaq, person is opening the internet and he's finding his ruling and he's carrying on. So it mustn't be like that. I just thought of this incident about the 80 durood after Asr. Right? Now all the years of ulama have been telling us. I remember we were little children in Darul Uloom Zakaria and they used to tell us, after Asr, sit and read this 80 durood. So from then the habit was formed. Then you went to Darul Uloom in Azadul, again we're still reading the same durood. Everywhere we're reading the same durood. It becomes like part and parcel of your life. Now you get a person and say, no, this is weak. So if it's weak, what it means? You mustn't do it. You must still do it. We need the sawab, right? We need the reward. We need the sawab. So we must make amal. We must do it. Yes, if something, some practice is incorrect, some practice is wrong, something is an innovation, then our ulama will educate us that this action is an innovation, this you mustn't do. So we mustn't resort to the internet and don't resort to asking questions from muftis abroad. We don't even know who the mufti is. He got one forum, one blog, something. We're just putting questions there and asking. We don't even know who's answering us. We have in our country senior ulama, senior muftis. We must go to them. Our disputes, anything we want to know, rulings we need on anything, we must go to them. And they will assist us, they will put us on the right road. I came across this advice of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Last night in Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Magda Sahib's majlis, he started off the majlis by mentioning with regards to pious company. And he said that Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali mentioned in his time, he said that in this era, it is farz-e-ayn. So in this era, it is farz-e-ayn to spend time in pious company. And then Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali went on to say that this is my fatwa. This is my fatwa. It is farz-e-ayn to spend time in pious company. Pious company, it has its khubi. Allah Ta'ala has kept the system that the easiest way to get connected to Allah Ta'ala is in pious company. Automatically in pious company there is sukoon. In pious company a person can give up his gunas. He just sits in pious company, he can give up his sins. Provided he is sincere. That is what he is looking for. And Allah Ta'ala will open his heart in that pious company. So here, coming to this, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that in today's times, people's understanding of good character, good akhlaq, akhlaq-e-hamida, people's understanding of this is that I must display good conduct in front of people. Whenever I come into contact with anybody, I must display good conduct. I must show a good face. I must show a good face. Even though my heart is filthy, even though my heart is dirty, as long as I am displaying a good face, I am displaying good conduct, then I feel that I am fulfilling the rights of good character. And I, in front of the person, I am just displaying good character. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Magda Sahib mentioned in one majlis, he said that today's times, many people, in the name of maintaining family ties, so they have big functions. So one is to have a big function, and the other is to have a big function with evils in it. There's no parda. Nowadays, in these big family functions, they are even putting up a screen. Right? Putting up a screen, and they're putting up the photos of the old people. People who have passed away, they are gone in their qabr already. In their jahalat, in their ignorance, in their days, they took out some photos, etc. People are keeping these photos, and now in the family functions, they're putting up these photos. And when you question them, they say, no, no, how will the grandchildren ever know who the grandfather was? So it is packaged as if to say this is for maintaining family ties. But this guna is taking place. Then sometimes there is intermingling taking place. Sometimes there is israf taking place. Right? Sometimes they are booking venues, because now the houses became too small for this. So as if to say the so-called weddings and walimas were not enough. Now this also became another function now. So they are booking venues now to get the family together, all in the name of maintaining family ties. Hazrat was mentioning that what is maintaining family ties? Maintaining family ties means that your heart must be clean towards every family member of yours. Your heart must be clean towards every family member of yours. Yes, at times you'll have to make some khidmat. At times somebody passed away, you'll have to attend the janazah. Somebody's nikah, you will, you know, join them in their happiness. A child is born somewhere, you will join in the happiness. And according to how close the family member is, right, that is how much you'll have to do for that family. Those are all the details. But the heart needs to be clean. So many a times it is found in these big family get-togethers. Sometimes maybe not on that scale, but now the son-in-laws, daughter-in-laws, all daughters and sons in one town. So the old people, they say, now, no, Friday night supper, everybody must come to the big house. So everybody is coming there. They're coming there to the big house. But in that gathering, one is making a ribat about the other one. One daughter-in-law is fighting with the other daughter-in-law. That one is, because I brought that dessert, they never put on the table. All this tamasha is taking place. Sometime, the husband and wife, they having World War I before they leave their house. World War II in the car. World War III after they return. Your parents are so unreasonable. Every week must go there. I'm tired at this. They're not even giving petrol voucher. Now petrol is gone so much. They expect us to come. I'm a working class man. So what family gathering is that? When the hearts are dirty. Hearts are dirty. So this is what Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali is saying. That good character is not confined to just showing a smiling face and good conduct in the presence of the person. That is what the kuffar call diplomacy. In kuffar, they call that diplomacy. They meet one another, golden handshake, they are all smiling and whatever. But inside they all got daggers out for one another. So for us as believers, that is not good, that's not akhlaq-e hamida, to just show a good face. Don't misunderstand me. One is, if I have a problem with somebody, and inside there is some dirt, right? I'm feeling some pain. When I see him, I'm feeling some pain. So that doesn't mean that when I see him, I must snub him. And say, no, I call an ace an ace. I don't beat around the bush here. I don't like him, I don't like him. He must know I don't like him. No. It's not like that. At that time, even though our heart is paining and aching, we must still show good conduct. Still show a smiling face. But we mustn't stop there. We have to work towards removing the dirt. To work towards removing the dirt. That why must I have dirt in my heart for my fellow Muslim brother or sister? Why must I have dirt in my heart? I must remove it. I must clean it. There is no dispute. There is no dispute. Dunyavi dispute. Big enough for me to carry the dirt in my heart. There's no dispute big enough for me to carry the dirt in my heart. I need to find a way to cleanse this thing. I must remove it. So, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi gives an example. Say a person has got a dirty kurta. His kurta is dirty. So the right thing for him to do is to clean the kurta. He must remove this dirty kurta, get it washed, or remove this dirty kurta and wear a clean kurta. If he takes a clean kurta and he wears it on top of the dirty kurta, what intelligence is that? He's wearing a dirty kurta, najis, it's napa, and he takes a clean kurta and he wears it on top of it. So what, is there any intelligence in that? There's no intelligence in that. So this is exactly what it is when our heart is dirty, in front of him we are just displaying a good conduct. We are at some function, we are at some program, the person walked in. Oh, Assalamu alaikum, how are you, my? As soon as he turned around, we talked to our friend. Yeah, see. We turned to our friend now. Check it. Yeah, what he thinks. See how he's walking. So what was that handshake for? One is, I got pain in my heart because I got a dispute with him. Right? Only Allah knows that pain. Whatever pain I got, what he did to me, whatever the pain is there. He comes, I meet him. I'm saying, Ya Allah, for your pleasure I'm meeting him. You remove this from me. For your pleasure I'm meeting him. He's a better person than me. Tomorrow somebody is making his ghibat, I'm defending him. Although I've got pain in my heart. That Allah Ta'ala knows you are sincere. But I'm showing him a smiling face. As soon as he turns around, or as soon as I'm gone, now I'm making ribat. So that is like just putting a clean kurta on top of a napak kurta. There's no intelligence in that. The first step is to clear whatever is in the heart. We find shaitan, the way he fools us, he makes it seem to us that it is easier for you to carry the hatred. It is easier for you to carry the misunderstanding. It is easier for you to make the ribat. But what's the difficult thing? Is I can't go up to him, but you know what? I got something in me, I need to discuss it with you. This is what I heard. This is what somebody told me. Or this is what you said that day, it offended me. Now he will give you an explanation, right? It will put your heart at ease. We will make maaf, and we are brothers. We carry on. Some years ago, I had gone to visit Hafiz Abdul Qadir Hansa Sahib of Ladysmith. He is late now, Allah Ta'ala for his qabr ul noor. So as soon as I entered the house, I just came in the house amid mulaqat. He told me, Maulana, sit here. There's something on my mind. I need to clear something up with you. Now, Hafiz Abdul is like a father to us. And I don't know what wrong we did again now. Surround me. So he said, somebody sat for itikaf in your masjid and he never left the mahram at home. Why did you allow it? He had no mahram at home and he sat for itikaf in your masjid. So I told him, Hazrat, that person is bay'at to so and so. He only asked me if he can sit for itikaf. He make no mashwara with me. He is bay'at to, he's got his own share. He just wanted to sit. So Abu Sahib told me, regardless, you should have found out that you are sitting, have you left the mahram at home? Who's going to take care of your family for this 10 days? So I said, maaf. Won't happen again. Number two. You finish number one, number two. Why did you allow communal eating? Now, I'm not going into the masla by that. I'm talking what Abu Sahib told me. Right? Because prior to that, we used to never allow communal eating. That 1 year now, we allowed communal eating. So why did you allow communal eating? I put my head down. So he said, see, don't do this. You won't be able to control the noise. As I said to you, I'm not pointing finger at anybody. I'm just telling you what Abu Sahib told me. So I said, gee. After he finished those two things, he said, right, you want tea, you want coffee, what do you want to have? Now I can serve you. So these two things were in my heart. I didn't want to spend time with you while I got these two things in my heart. I needed to clear this. Now I can entertain you. Now let's sit. Now we can talk. Now I can give you tea, coffee, whatever you want. Sit down now. Let's. And this is what I'm talking about. Now obviously you can't, he can treat me like a child, right? He can give me a shot, no problem. He's like a father figure to us. We grew up in front of him. But we can't do that with everybody. But we can address our issue. Whatever our issue is, whatever is troubling us, we can address it. Address it with the person. If the person is a bit of a tufani kind of a person, get some elder, get somebody to sit in a meeting, sort it out, clear it. Now it's flushed. It's over. Put it behind us. Don't keep the dirt. Why are we keeping the dirt? Why are we holding the grudge? Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about one sahabi that he is a jannati person. And what was the reason? He mentioned some sahabi went to stay with him to observe, etc. What is he doing? He's not really doing anything out of the ordinary. So then he asked him. He said, no, that's my life. I don't do anything, you know, extraordinary. But one thing is I don't have any dirt for anybody in my heart. There's no malice there. It's nothing. It's clean. So this is the thing. Clean heart. Keep a clean heart. One teacher wanted to explain to the class, you know, carrying this dirt in our heart, excess baggage, you know, is not even good for us. It's not good for our own health, even our physical health. Right? So he told the student, he says, see, get one glass of water, you know. The student brought the glass of water. It's all right. Can you hold the glass? Gee, one glass of water. It's all right. Just carry it. Just hold the glass. I'll take it from you just now. He's waiting. 1 minute gone, 2 minute gone, 3 minute gone. So him, you can hold the glass. So I was getting a bit heavy now. The whole outstretched hand, It's getting a bit heavy, you know. So don't worry, I'll take it just now. After some time, he says, no, I have to switch hands. I can't hold my hand out like this so long. To switch hands. So then he explained to him, you see, this is this excess baggage. You think it's nothing. The period of time, it weighs heavy on us. It weighs heavy on us. So clean the heart. Sort it out. Whatever the issue is, go up to the person, but you know what? It's a misunderstanding. Or if we feel we wrong somebody, go up to him, ask maaf. And after doing that, after doing all that, if that person is bullheaded, donkey brain, he does not want to listen to anything, right? He's stubborn. Then we must be rest assured that I have done what is required of me as a Muslim. But I, after that, must not make his rival. I must not hate him. If Shaitan puts an evil thought of him in my mind, right? Let me read 3 times Surah Ikhlas and say, Ya Allah, give him the salam. Shaitan too will get tired. Because Shaitan is trying to put enmity, animosity, hatred. You are sending sawab for him. So Shaitan too won't come make that waswasa now. So this is a very important thing. Our deen is not just outward. This, in Afrikaans, they say, beta blunk bunna stunk. You know? Same like that. The outside we're showing a smiling face and all that. And in the heart, you've got so much of dirt there. Mustn't be like that. Clear the air. The easier thing is to go up to the person, but you know what? I'm hurt about this. I'm hurt about that. He will give you his explanation. Sometimes he won't even know. So, but the other day you walk past, you didn't make salam with me. I greeted you, you didn't give me job. What I did to you? But I didn't even know you made salam. Which day you talking about? I didn't even see you. Make me maaf. The story is over. You got your explanation. All the time you were thinking, oh, because I bought that property, now he's upset at me. He's jealous of me now. So many things going through your mind. You finish discussing it with your wife. You finish discussing it with your shrink. You finish discussing everybody. How many friends you finish tell bad about him. The easiest thing was to go up to him. I was standing there, greeted you. You didn't even give me a job. He said, Kab? So he asked me, hey, make maaf. I didn't see you. Please forgive me. Finish. Khalas. Kista khatam. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq. It's easier said than done, you know. Allah give us tawfiq. Keep a clean heart. Keep a clean heart. Don't cloak the filth in our hearts. We are believers. We are not kuffar. So we clean it out. We flush it out. We remove it. We don't just put perfume and carry on. We clean the filth out. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته